Welcome to the Purely Creative Podcast, your place for an inside look into the everyday lives of creative individuals just like you or me. I am your host, Rich Drake, and I'm a senior college design student wanting to explore the world of design and the creative minds that fuel it. I myself am using this podcast as a means to educate myself and others wanting to learn more about what drives people to work hard and what they do when facing failure. However, this podcast isn't all about me, it's about you. I invite you to relax, listen, and enjoy the conversation. And if you'd like to join it, leave me a comment on what you thought of the show, and I'll make sure to get back to you. But anyways, please enjoy the show and join me on this journey to becoming what I like to call purely creative. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the third episode of the Purely Creative Podcast. I have my good friend Quinn on today. He is a designer under multiple facets, and I'll go ahead and let him introduce himself.
Going on, guys. My name is Quinn Tompkins. I'm a graphic designer and a nature photographer.
Yeah, man. He's done some fantastic work from the first time I met him, which was freshman year of college, and all throughout. Then he's just done some awesome things, and I'll make sure to link both of his design Instagram and his nature photography Instagram in the bio, so you guys can check him out. Definitely worth it. So. What we're going to go ahead and do, guys, is we're going to start off with the random round, kind of get the creative juices flowing, and then after that, we'll get into more of the serious questions. But Quinn, first question I have for you is, just to start it off, if you could interview one person, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
All right. Let's see here. If I had to interview someone, it would probably be maybe Joe Rogan,
I'm thinking. Dude. Yes. I'm obsessed with Joe Rogan right now, dude.
Yeah. It's actually funny because, I literally just got in, listening to podcasts, a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. And he's one of the first ones I listened to. And, yeah, his stuff's just crazy.
No, dude, his stuff is insane. I love every guest he has on. And the first couple episodes that really hooked me was the Elon Musk episodes. Just getting him to pick Elon Musk's brain, because dude is literally a genius.
Right. Yeah, it's crazy that he does it so casually too, you know? Mm-hmm. He was just having a conversation. And you learn so much.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I feel like because Joe Rogan's a comedian, he could literally just be friends with anybody.
Yeah. Facts.
Dude is so funny.
He is funny.
Cool. Yeah. So second question I got for you is, if you were an animal, what would you be and why?
Oh, dude, gotta be a bird, man.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Nah, I'd be like a hawk though, or like an owl.
Yeah.
That would be pretty sick.
Dude.
Birds are just flying in the clouds, man.
Yeah.
Can't beat that.
Yeah. That goes kind of hand in hand with the last random round I had, kind of asking which superpower you want. I feel a lot of people would pick birds just because flight is just something we don't get to experience ourselves. No, that'd be cool.
I'd say maybe a shark or something.
Yeah.
Just in the water.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of your inspiration in your art comes from nature and stuff like that, and I know you really to study both the bird species and a lot of aquatic life too, and I noticed you use that as a lot of inspiration in your work, so I definitely understand that. All right, so the last question I'm gonna hit you with, which is kind of a popular topic at the moment, Xbox or PlayStation? And
Xbox.
Yeah, Xbox. Good choice. And then besides that, PC or Mac?
All right, well, we'll go back to the Xbox
first. Yeah, yeah.
I've been Xbox all my life. Mm-hmm. I started playing video games going way back, probably elementary school, mm-hmm, or something. But I never switched, so I was Xbox all the way.
Yeah.
But I can't say I play a lot now. I mean, I play here and there.
Yeah.
But yeah, the new Xbox seems pretty sweet.
It does.
I don't know if I'd be getting that.
Yeah, I've honestly.
It's a little pricey.
Yeah, it is. It is very expensive, especially with are you familiar with all the scalpers or what a scalper is? So for the Xbox and PlayStation releases online, scalpers use bots, essentially computer programs, to instantly put as many items as possible within their cart to instantly buy it.
Yeah.
And so what happened is, I know in particular the PlayStation 5 release, Walmart did exclusively online. they only made it to where you could buy PlayStation 5s online. And what happened was there were so many scalpers with bots that almost like little to no people got access to them because people were buying them in bulk. Like I know, I don't know the person who did it, but I heard that one individual in particular got 200 PlayStation 5s and was reselling them for like $2,000 a piece when it's like a $400 to $500 console.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you even buy that? Like, why wouldn't you just wait? You know?
Yeah.
Like, what's, I don't know.
I mean, people are just, all those scalpers are just interested in making more money, you know? Just
That's
upcharging just people. And it ruins the
community.
People
got too much time on their hands, man.
Yeah, without a doubt.
But going back to the PC and Mac, then, mm-hmm. Definitely Mac for sure.
Yeah. As a designer and through school, we've definitely had to like utilize using Macs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I really like the key commands with Mac. I know they have it on PC and stuff like that, but as a designer, it's just kind of like second nature to us now.
Yeah.
Heck
and
yeah.
plus like I own all Apple products.
Yeah.
So like the sharing between the AirDrop, mm-hmm. that's just like a game changer.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't beat that. And then mm-hmm. once you have one Mac, you just stick with it and everything else.
Exactly. You just kind of start getting arsenal. Like I've got my MacBook, Apple Watch, exactly. iPhone, iPad.
Yeah, I just got my Apple Watch.
Yes, sir.
for my birthday.
Uh-huh. Dude, the iPads, it's insane like how close they are to being like laptop replacements.
Especially for art, man.
Mm-hmm.
How you liking it? I've
been using it a good bit. Still need to brush up on Procreate a little bit. I actually did an animation for one of my classes. That was one of the really cool aspects of the iPad that I liked in the Procreate program. The options are limitless, man. And like the freaking Apple Pencil, it's just like brilliant. It's so sleek, clean. I love it.
I'll never draw on anything else.
Oh, dude,
ever again.
No way.
It's sad to say, but like I rarely even draw like on pen and pencil and paper anymore.
Yeah. I mean, like
honestly,
because previously you would have to draw something on paper and then scan it into and then you would then like put it in Illustrator or Photoshop mm-hmm. or whatever. But it's so seamless, and transferring files now is so easy. But
and the tools on like Procreate, like you can use a pencil tool and it's mm-hmm. literally like drawn on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Like you get the same like flow, like your pressure sensitivity. It's mm-hmm. it's pretty crazy.
It's something else. Heck yeah, man. So that concludes the random round. So we're going to go ahead and start off just have a nice conversation. And I'm just kind of interested in like what have you been working on lately?
All right. So, after I got done to school, I moved here to Charleston,
mm-hmm.
and I got a job within like a couple of weeks at a screen printing company. It's called Red Horse Screen Printing. They own 3 clothing lines, which one Southern Strut, Tried and True, and Real. And they're basically like Real is like a fishing brand,
mm-hmm.
so it's really based on like all fishing designs. They're like focus right now is like performance shirts, so like mm-hmm. the real nice, like when you go out on the boat, like the lightweight. And so we've been doing like fishing designs, like anything fishing related.
That's right up your alley,
dude. The job I landed is literally perfect. Like it fit, like I fit right in. I guess I'll talk about the business real quick, but it's like family owned. It's real small, but I guess the 3 brands, Southern Strut is like a hunting, mm-hmm. like a hunting brand. And then Tried and True is another hunting brand, but they're trying to like move it towards, I guess like Americana based, like upper, like more preppy kind of.
I got you.
But yeah, I mean, I've been just cranking out the designs, man. It's basically all I do.
Proud of you, man. That's huge. And Charleston's like such a, such a good area too. Not only for like work and design, but just beauty in general. There's so much history there.
Oh yeah, dude.
I know, especially especially since my girlfriend, she went to college with Charleston, and we lived there one summer, and she lived there for a couple years. But no, it's such a beautiful spot. That's a great opportunity for you too, man. That's huge. And so, you said you got the job pretty quickly, right? Like it's pretty easy.
Yes. So I think I got it. Like I started in August,
mm-hmm.
and I applied like a week, like 3 weeks maybe before. And I just got a call, and I literally had the job before I even lived here.
Wow.
Because my girlfriend moved down to Charleston when I was still in Myrtle.
Yeah.
And, like, we planned on staying here. Mm-hmm. So I just was looking around here for jobs, and that was one I happened to find, and I called him up, and I got the interview. I literally drove here, did the interview, and then I moved here, like, the next week.
Dude, that is insane.
And I've been there ever since. Yeah.
That's awesome. And I know, especially like a lot of people are struggling to find jobs because certain like small businesses and stuff like that are struggling because of COVID, but yeah. No, that's fantastic, man. I'm super proud of you. That's huge.
Yeah. I got super lucky, man.
Heck yeah. So are you still like as you're out there, are you still like taking up nature photography and bird watching and all that?
Oh yeah, for sure. This area is like incredible just for wildlife in general. There's like so many plantations and like, you know, you got your ocean, you got marsh, all the different landscapes you need for different kind of birds. And
yeah,
I'm adventuring. Like I was going out like every week, but now that when I get home from work, it's like dark. So I really only get to go out on the weekends, but
gotcha. But but like we just said, Charleston, that like for you, it's like a mecca. Like literally you've got your design work, you've got the beautiful landscape for all your shots, and dude, your shots are insane. You've been capturing some crazy stuff, dude.
Yeah.
It's
a passion at this point, man.
Yeah. I'm interested in like, how do you set up your shots? Like, do you usually like try and find like a, not necessarily a habitat, but like a resting place for an animal and then just kind of like wait, or how does that work?
It's more random. Like I'll just look up different parks and I'll just take a walk, and it's like whatever I see on my walk, I'll just take pictures of. I mean, once I start going to a place like multiple times, I'll figure out places that are better than others, and I'll kind of find out where the birds are.
Yeah, see their movement patterns and stuff like that.
Yeah, and there's certain times of the year where you're gonna see birds, and certain times of the year where you won't, just because like the migration and stuff.
Yeah. So one thing I'm really interested in is I know you're a bird watcher, and I remember on our field trip in our biology class that we took, you were like you were just our guide was like, that's a bald eagle or something like that. You're like, that's not a bald eagle, and you're like, you know exactly like what the bird was. Yeah. And so like what made you want to like take up bird watching, or is it something that you've always done?
So my dad is actually a bird watcher.
Okay.
And when I was younger, we lived right by a park back in Pennsylvania. So we would go on like walks all the time, and he would just like point out like all the different birds. Like he would like know the birds by their calls and stuff. He's like, oh, it's a woodpecker, whatever.
Yeah.
So I like kind of got, I was always outside and like, just through the woods, whatever. And then I was like, I kind of just wanted to like show other people like what I was seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And also like when you try, it's almost like a competition. I don't know if that's the right word, but like trying to go out and take a picture of them, it's like addicting because it's like hard, but it's so fun to do. Like when you get that shot, it's like, there's nothing that compares to
It's like there's a sportsmanship to it. And it kind of like, I guess you say it plays hand in hand with like game hunting, like as in like hunting animals. But in the sense that you're on the hunt for the perfect shot and like the capturing the picture.
Exactly.
Yeah, dude, that's so cool. I love that like nature in general is something that you've lived with and experienced with your family and growing up, and you've kind of implemented that into like your everyday life and to your design. And that's extremely inspiring, especially for me, just because I know a lot of designers and a lot of artists, they don't use nature for inspiration, but like, it's so essential being able to like step outside and step away from your screen, because a lot of design now is solely digital based. And sometimes we just got to learn to like kind of disconnect and just be more in like tapped in with the outside world and like nature and stuff like that. So I think that's so cool. And another thing I was really interested in, like, what would you say is, like, your favorite bird? That's probably a hard question, but.
Yeah. I mean, I like all birds, but I think my favorite, like, species of birds are, like, warblers. They're like the little tiny like bugs. They eat little bugs. But they come in on like a migration. They migrate to South America and they come here. Well, they come here for the summer and then they go to South America for the winter. They like hot weather. But anyways, there's like probably like 40 different species of warblers.
Wow.
And they're all like different colors and they're just the most fun. They're super hard to take pictures of.
Oh, I bet.
They sit still. They're like this big and they're all over the place. But yeah, it's just, there's so many different like kinds and colors and they're super fun.
I guess. So what are you shooting on right now?
I actually just got a new camera recently.
Oh, wow.
It's
cool.
A Nikon D7500.
Oh, okay.
And it's actually sitting right here.
Okay, let's see it.
Show you.
Oh, wow. Holy cow. For those of you,
it's pretty big.
For those of you who can't see, who are listening on like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or SoundCloud, he just pulled out a heck of a camera with a fat lens on it.
It's got.
Oh my gosh, that thing is huge.
Yeah. So I started with Nikon Coolpix P900, which is a point and shoot.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know anything. I'm assuming you know what camera.
Yeah, I know.
But it's not a DSLR.
Yeah.
It's not a DSLR. It's just like a point shoot. You just zoom in and zoom out. But the zoom on it was like crazy. It was like 83 times.
Holy cow.
So it like zoomed in like equivalent to 2000 millimeter.
Wow.
But when you do that and you don't have a DSLR, like obviously you're going to lose quality. So I needed an upgrade. Plus with this camera, I get like frames per second.
Oh, okay.
So I have like, I think it's 8 frames per second. So I can like really get birds like when they're moving. Freeze frame.
Exactly. I was gonna say the freeze frame I bet is insane on that thing.
Yeah.
And it's just so I know for nature photography in general, just trying to catch a clear depiction of something when it's on the move, I know it's so hard. Especially for people who are like inexperienced with the camera. But no, I know that definitely takes skill, and I know that you can get some dope shots with that beast because that thing is insane.
Yeah. That's a game changer for sure. Oh, yeah. And like compared to like other cameras, that's like nothing. Like you could spend like $12,000 on just a lens.
That's insane.
And it's like, I mean, that was only like $2,000 like all together, which isn't bad.
No, that's not bad, especially for the capability.
It works. It's like perfect for me right now. I love it. Actually, I'll show you the one that I had before this. It's pretty crazy. This is what I had before.
Okay.
So it's whatever, but
yeah,
it was time for an upgrade. No, sure.
It definitely was. I like the camo on that that lens. Did that come like that?
No, I bought it. It's like a neoprene, so it keeps like the lens clean. I think it's water resistant, but I'm never gonna have my camera out of the range.
Is it kind of like a wrap that goes over it, or how does that work?
Yeah, it comes in like a case, and you just it's got like a bunch of different parts. You just squeeze it on.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, awesome, dude. That's insane. That camera is an absolute beast, and I'm excited to see like all the, because I know I'm constantly like checking out like all the shots you're making and stuff like that. I'm gonna go through right now and I'm gonna find one and kind of ask you a question about it.
I went out this morning. At 6 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Another thing with, photography is your subject is so important, like what you're shooting, but your lighting is just as important.
Oh my God.
I saw like this one quote somewhere. It said like the first 2 hours of the day and the last 2 hours of the day are like the best times to go out and take pictures. And it's so true. Like when the sun is like over the horizon, you get that like perfect light. Whereas when it's super high up in the air, it's like you get your shadows on it down. And it's crazy how much that actually like makes a difference. It's wild.
So I would have to say without a doubt, my favorite shot is this one right here.
Oh yeah. The blue-gray gnat catcher.
Yeah. Would you go ahead and describe that a little bit for our audio listeners?
Yeah. So that's a blue-gray gnat catcher. It's that bird's like this big. Basically, it just flies around and eats bugs. Like those wood warblers, that thing never sits still. It's constantly moving. That picture kind of tells a story because there's like a spider web in the back, and he literally has a spider in its mouth. So it's like predator and prey, mm-hmm. kind of. And that's literally what they do day in and day out, is just hunt bugs and spiders and whatever.
Yeah, that's exactly why I love that image so much, because like it the bird is in like the swooping motion, and there's such a dynamic movement going on there, and the fact that it's like he's just in the action of catching his prey. And you can see the spider web in the background, which gives you its setting, and with the blur that's in the background, like the focus is exactly on like what's being captured and what was intended to be captured. And it was just like a beautiful shot.
Yeah.
Insane.
I mean, like, especially when you take pictures like that, like I didn't even know I got that until I got home and looked at it.
Dude, that's insane.
Yeah. And that happens a lot. Mm-hmm. Like the other day I was out and I saw like a Northern Harrier, which is like a hawk.
Mm-hmm.
And it was floating like over the water. And I saw like the water, like moving a little bit. And it was like so far away. Like I barely, mm-hmm. I didn't get anything. Like I got it clear enough to see it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like anything incredible. But I go back in when I get home and I see there's a, like a rail. It's another kind of bird. It's like a water bird. They're uh-huh. super rare. You hear them a lot, but you never see them.
Okay.
And I zoom in and there's a rail sitting in the water, like trying to get it away. And the Harrier's right above it. And it was trying to like get it and eat it.
Oh, wow.
And I had no idea like until I got home and saw it. And I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Dude, pictures like that are just like gems, like absolute gems. Like, yeah. Because of the fact that you didn't intend to capture something like that, but you did. And that's just the beauty of photography right. in general and being able to capture that moment in time.
Exactly. And it's like something you would never see with like your human eye, mm-hmm. unless you were like right there.
Yep.
But yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, dude, like, you're absolutely killing it, and these action shots I love so much. But dude, like, keep it up, please. And you actually almost have 4,000 followers.
Yeah, man, I've been popping off on the.
You have, dude. That's freaking insane. Please keep it up.
I'm trying, man. But it's almost like at this point, it's almost like obviously I love art. Like, mm-hmm. I do art every day at work.
Yeah,
like literally every day I draw. But like, I'm so happy I get to do like the photography part of it too, just because it's so much fun.
Dude, just be.
And it's actually, like, it's crazy. I actually got a promotion at work.
Oh, really?
Already, and my title is graphic designer and content creator now.
Oh.
So now I like run their social media pages, and I like set up photo shoots and stuff to take pictures of the products.
Dude, yes, you're killing it, man.
Yeah.
Dude, just
pretty legit, man.
Yeah, dude, just be a photographer for National Geographic, you know?
Dude, I wish, man.
Yeah, dude, they make so much money.
That'd be travel, though. You'd have to just travel all over the place. True. I'd rather just do it as a side gig, honestly.
Yeah.
And kind of just, like, I'm trying to get, like, high-quality prints done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find, like, a good printer, but I want to, like, start framing them up.
Dude,
and
yes.
taking them to like shows in Charleston, dude, those would
pop. Dude, and then again, that's another downtown reason why Charleston. You're in the perfect spot.
Yeah, man.
But if you do end up printing them off, getting them framed, like I'd definitely love to have like some pieces, man. That'd be insane.
I have framed up a few, and I put them like on my Instagram, and I sold like two or three of them. So,
dude, yes.
it's definitely worth it. I mean, mm-hmm. I like doing the like photography part of it so much. I don't. Mm-hmm. even feel like framing them up, but
yeah,
it's definitely something I gotta get into.
Yeah, dude, me and Lindsay go to Charleston a good bit. While I'm down there one time, I need to, because I'm actually trying to get a camera. You need to like show me some tricks, man. Some tips.
Yeah,
give me some tips.
You gotta hit me up when you're here, man.
Yeah, dude, I was just up there the other like last weekend.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
I didn't hear nothing.
No, man. I'm sorry. But on that note, as far as like stuff that you've been achieving and stuff you've been doing, like, do you have any goals? I mean, I'm sure you've achieved some of your goals, but like, do you have any like long-term goals of like what you'd like to achieve that you can share with us?
I mean, I never really was one to like have necessarily goals. Mm-hmm. I think I kind of just like go with the flow, you know?
Yeah.
And like, whatever's offered to me, I'll take it. And
yeah.
Like, I'm obviously going to work hard and
mm-hmm.
at what I like.
Yeah.
Just keep doing. Actually, a quote Joe Rogan said is like, or I don't even know if it was a quote, but he was saying like in one of his podcasts, he literally just does what he likes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Yeah. And he just does what he likes. People tell him he can't do it. He's like, I'll just do what I like.
Yeah.
And that's like how he's got where he is. And that's mm-hmm. kind of like I guess what I do about it, do what I like.
Yeah, I mean, like, I ever since I've met you, I know you're such like a laid back guy, but at the same time, you're such a hard worker. And like with the opportunities that have been given to you, you've capitalized on them so well. And like you said, you've already got promotion. You got employed during COVID, which I know is so difficult for people who don't who've lost their jobs and stuff like that. But just keep up the good work, man. Like that is
appreciate it.
Yeah, man. It's so awesome. But like on that note, again, as far as like your goals and stuff like that, like
yeah,
who would you? Is there anybody in particular, like, who inspires you to work hard? I guess you could take that in the sense of like, is there any artists or photographers or people that you follow that like inspires you to like do better work, better design, stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if anyone like in particular, but I think it's more like I'm just so competitive.
Mm-hmm.
So like when I see something that's good, like I obviously want to make it better, like make something that's better.
Mm-hmm.
And that like that drives me to just keep going. And I think that's more of it is my competitiveness.
Mm-hmm.
It's just keep making stuff that's better than everyone else's.
Yeah. Competition is such an important like driving factor to a lot of people's success. And like for designers in general, we're taught to try and make things better than they are. And as like design and as content in general starts to grow and change over time, we're having to constantly adapt to those changes and to try and improve anything that's going on. And as a designer, we can see like the aesthetics of certain things. And we can see, I can capitalize here, here, and here, and I can make it much better. And that's like something so important. And through the constant competition, we're always having to do that and subject ourselves to like evolving and creating new things.
Yeah.
But I love that, man. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So last but not least, are there any other hobbies that you have that you kind of like going on right now?
Sitting on the couch watching Netflix.
There you go. Hey, with all that work, man, you gotta take a break. I tell you what.
Yeah. Nah. I mean, I like going out and like just like having fun. Like going to the bar. It's not a hobby, obviously. Yeah. But
yeah.
Other than just working and stuff, I consider that as a hobby. You know, like my bird photography in general. That's like a hobby to me.
Yeah.
It's not really considered work.
Yeah.
You know.
Just do what you love, man. That's what it's all about.
Hey, Joe Rogan said it first, man.
Yes, sir.
Do what you like.
Yeah.
But I also got some other good news. I just got a puppy, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll pick her up tomorrow.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of dog did you get?
A German Shepherd.
Dude, yes. That's a good choice.
I'll have to send you pictures after this, but
have you figured out her name yet?
Yeah, her name's Ellie.
Oh, that's cute. I love that.
Yeah, me and my girlfriend, like, I found her on Craigslist.
Because
we were looking, like, a while ago. But it never really worked out. You know, like, people flaked or whatever. Mm-hmm. But this one, like, stuck. And we went and visited her. She was in Georgia. So we visited her, like, 2 weekends ago. And she was only 6 weeks old, so we couldn't take her home. So we had to wait. And tomorrow we get to pick her up, like,
one. Dude, I know you're so excited.
Yeah, man, I'm pumped.
Dude, another thing.
I love dogs.
Yo, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to do some photo shoots with her.
Yeah,
like have her out in like nature and do some like really like beautiful portraits. That would be sick.
Yeah, I'll have to make her an Instagram, dude.
Yes.
Nah, I already run like 7 Instagrams. I
can't do that. Oh, I was working hard.
Thanks.
All right, man. So I think that kind of concludes like all the questions I have for you. I guess the last thing I guess we could close on is, do you have any advice for anybody who wants to like take up photography or like illustrating or like designing in general?
I mean, I guess just work hard at what you like doing and just educate yourself as much as you can on what you're doing. You got to take all the opportunities you can get. You got to actually go out and do the work. You can't just sit back and expect something to come to you. And yeah. Just keep working hard.
Yeah.
Eventually it'll work out.
Mm-hmm. Especially in times like this, man. like getting jobs is not easy for everybody. And as a designer in these times, you've really got to go the extra mile and
100%
put the extra work in and really put yourself out there, because in these times in which we're all inside, like especially people for our major and in our industry, designers in general, we thrive inside because that's where we do most of our work. I mean, except right. for you being a nature photographer, but like there's so much competition going on, and in order for you to really capitalize, like, and like get yourself out there into this industry, you really do have to work hard and go the extra mile.
Yeah, for sure.
That's well, man, I appreciate you coming on with me today and having this nice chat. It was really nice getting to connect with you. And I need to cover Charleston, man. And next time I'm up there,
you gotta hit me up.
I will hit you up.
I'm like literally 15 minutes from downtown.
Dude, oh my gosh. I'm jealous of like how like convenient your spot is, man.
Dude, Charleston's just so much better than Myrtle too, man. Let me tell you. It's awesome here.
Heck yeah. All right, man. Well, I'm gonna cut it off here.
All right, man. I appreciate you having me, man.
Yeah, of course. I'll definitely love to have you on some other time. We could definitely chat again, and let's connect.
Yeah, for sure. It's so quick.
Yes, sir.
I used to those 3-hour long ones. You know?
Yeah, no, man.
Maybe one day.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to end it off here. Thank you guys so much for watching. And you can find this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and SoundCloud. And this is also on YouTube as a video, so you guys can check it out there. Thank you once again, Quinn, for joining us today. And you guys have a fantastic rest of your day. This has been the Purely Creative Podcast.